USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In Texas, Bernie Sanders supporters celebrating his big win in the Nevada caucuses. Campaigning for Super Tuesday, Sanders poked fun at President Trump.
You know, this is also important. The president gets very, very upset easily. So don't tell him that we're going to beat him here in Texas.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is in second place, and former Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg in third. Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar are trailing behind. Biden told his supporters, people are ready for change.
They don't feel like they're getting a chance, because they're not. They're being left behind. But I promise you, I give you my word as a Biden, I'm going to bring everybody along this time.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
China is suspending more tariffs on U.S. imports of industrial goods in response to a truce in the trade war with Washington. USA's Tim Berg reports.
Larry Kudlow, director of the National Economic Council, joins Fox News and says this is great news for U.S. companies.
I think they need U.S. consumer goods. That's point number one, all of our exports. Point number two, there's a certain goodwill here. Point number three, it's consistent with the historic Phase One China deal.
Okay.
It's absolutely consistent. And here's something that most economists won't tell you about, in all honesty. Because of the trade deal with China, because of the trade deal with USMCA, Mexico, and Canada, the U.S. is poised on an export boom, because President Trump has rewritten the old deals and is now opening markets as well as making structural changes on things like IP theft and enforcement.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
The U.S. women's soccer team has filed a lawsuit over unequal pay. USA's John Hunt has the story.
Players on the U.S. women's national soccer team are seeking more than $66 million in damages as part of their gender discrimination lawsuit against the U.S. Soccer Federation. Players on the women's national team sued the federation last March, alleging institutionalized gender discrimination that includes inequitable compensation between the men and women's teams. Earlier this month, Players Union for the men's national team urged the federation to sharply increase pay for the women's team, who was also accused the governing body of making lowball offers in its current contract negotiations with the men's team. A U.S. man who was on the roster for all 16 qualifiers earned $179,375 in payments from the U.S. Soccer Federation, while an American woman received only $52,500 for being on the roster for the World Cup qualifiers, plus $147,000 for her time at the World Cup. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
HBO Max confirmed that a Friends reunion special is officially happening with original cast members Jennifer Aniston, Courteney Cox, Lisa Kudrow, Matt LeBlanc, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. Aniston fueled rumors of a reunion when she appeared on Ellen in October, saying, "We're working on something." The Friends will reunite on Stage 24 of the Warner Brothers Studios, where they originally filmed the 10 seasons. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.